Hello everyone, this is Samuel Wilkins coming to you from Gillingham, Kent in England. Today I'm going to be reviewing a plugin for Goldwave. It is called Freeverb X, and what it does is it allows you to add a professional quality reverb to a file. Now as you know, professional quality reverb can cost hundreds of dollars and hundreds of pounds as well. But this plugin is free, and it was developed by someone called Jezza at Dreampoint. And today I'm going to show you what this reverb plugin can do. So, I'm going to go to the desktop.
Desktop, Skype, 8 of 44, list view.
And I'll press G twice.
Goldwave, 24 of 44.
And I'm going to go into Goldwave.
Goldwave. Goldwave, Goldwave.
And we're now in Goldwave. And now I'm going to press Ctrl O to open a file.
Combo, edit box, file name and dialog, open sound.
And now it's asking me to open a sound. And now I'm going to shift tab. And now I'm going to press K.
Kelly Clarkson, Because of You. WMA 20 of 49.
And now I've decided that I'll use Kelly Clarkson's song Because of You. And it's a WMA file, which is a Windows Media file. And I'm going to press enter.
Goldwave processing audio decompression cancel button. Goldwave T-Wave view multi-document window.
And the audio decompression is done. I'm going to press F4 now to start playing. Now as you can hear, there is a tiny gap in between when I press F4 and when it starts playing. See? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Ctrl U to auto trim it.
Auto trim OK button.
And it's asking me to auto-trim.
Edit box, threshold dB, -50.9.
And the threshold dB is at 50.9. And I'm going to change it to 50.0. So I'm going to type -50.0. Tab.
OK button.
Press spacebar.
Goldwave, T-Wave view, multi-document window.
And now it's done. And now when I press F4, you see, it's nice and tight. No gap at all. So, now I'm going to press F8. And I'm going to press Ctrl-C to copy this to the clipboard. And now we're getting into the main part of the review. So I'm going to press Alt-C now.
Doppler D dialog.
And that gets me into the effects pull-down. And I'll go down, or I could press N for plugins, but I'll go down.
Dynamics, echo, flan, inter, invert, mechan, offs, pitch, plug-in and pull-down.
Now, JAWS will say plugin submenu, and HAL will say plugin has submenu. And if you do not have any plugins, it will say plugin disabled, or plugin unavailable in the case of JAWS. But I'm going to press right arrow.
Direct 10D pull down.
And now we have DirectX, and NeuroSpeech is calling it Direct 10, I'm not sure why. But that's the only option we have, so I'm going to press right arrow again.
Freeverb X dialog.
And we have Freeverb X, and I'll press enter.
Menu closed, Freeverb X, settings, 1 of 1, tab control.
And we have the settings tab control, but that's not relevant, so I'll tab.
Small room size large, 511 of 1024, track bar.
Now this is where we really get into the stuff. We have room size, and it's at 511 of 1024, as WindowEye set it. And room size is fairly obvious, it will allow you to increase or decrease the room size.
Min damping max, 512 of 1024, track bar.
And we have damping. Now, damping allows you to control how soft the reverb is, and that's not in volume terms. So, I'm going to tab.
Dry mix wet, 1024 of 1024, track bar.
And dry mix wet, and that's at 100%. Now, mix allows you to control how much of the original file you have, and how much of the effect you have. Now, if you set it at 512, the file will play at half its volume, and the reverb will be half of its volume. If you set it to 100% like it is at the moment, you will just hear the reverb, you won't hear the original file. However, if you set it to 0%, it will just play the original file. So, I'm going to tab.
Combo, edit box, presets P, 0 of 1.
And now we have presets. You'll originally have no presets, but I've made my own preset. And I'm going to tab.
Preview button.
Preview.
Stop button.
Stop.
OK.
OK,
button.
Cancel, and go back to settings.
One of one. Small room size large, 511 of 1024, track bar.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to page down.
715 of 1024.
And we're at 715 of 1024.
Min damping max, 512 of 1024. Track bar.
And I tabbed and we're at damping. And I'll press home.
0 of 1024.
Now it's 0%.
Dry mix wet, 1024 of 1024. Track bar.
Tabbed.
8, 412 of 1024.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to change it to 512 of 1024.
445 of...
I'm just holding down the up arrow key, and I page down to get into large increments. 489
of 1024. 506 of 1024. 512 of 1024.
Okay, so we're at 512 of 1024.
Combo edit box.
And to preview this, I will press F4. We don't hear much of the reverb now, but we'll wait until she starts singing, which should come in just a moment. And I'm going to shift tab.
Settings, 1 of 1, tab control.
You can hear the reverb faintly if you're listening on main menu, but you won't hear the stereo effects that it makes. I'll tab.
Small room size large.
And we're at room size, and I'll page down.
919 of 1024.
And you can hear a change in the reverb, and you can hear a change in the room style. And I'll tab.
Max, 0 of 1024.
And we're at damping, and I'm going to tab. You might not be able to hear this very clearly, but we're at mix now, so I'm going to go and page down. And I'm going to tab. And we're at the preset. And I'm going to stop the playback. And now I'm going to play again and see how it sounds now. Now I'm sure you can hear that. That sounds really good in stereo, and it really does sound like I've smuggled my mini disc recorder into the Village concert and Kelly Clarkson is actually singing it live. Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to shift tab.
Settings.
And tab the dry mix wet settings.
Small room, mini disc, dry mix wet, 716 of 1024.
And I'm going to press N to take it down to the bottom.
1024 of 1024.
And now I'm going to press F8. I actually had to tab to stop it. And I pressed F8.
Gold wave processing.
And it's now processing the reverb X. And it should be done in just
Gold
a minute.
Wave,
and it's
TV.
Done. And now it started playing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you another way of applying the reverb. I've copied the audio to the clipboard, which is the original file, and I'm going to press Control M.
Mix. Time where mix will begin. 0000000.0.
And it's basically asking, what time do you want the mix to begin? And I'll press F4. I do apologize for the distortion. I must have not set my volume control properly on my Sound Blaster Audigy card. But these things do happen. And it really does sound like you're sitting in the very front seat next to the stage. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to press enter and then it will start to process the mix.
Gold wave processing mix, cancel button.
And it's processing the mix, and I'll press down arrow.
53, progress bar.
And it's at 53% already. And it's still processing.
Gold wave, T-wave view. Gold
and there we go, it's processed. Now I press F4. And you can very clearly hear the reverb now. And you can tell that it's being processed with the mix. Okay, I pressed F8, And now I'm going to do an Alt F.
New. And Control and Dialog. Save as type T. Wave.wav 1 of 17 combo.
Now it's
box.
Asking what do I want to save this as. And I'll save this as an MP3.
Waved. MPEG audio.mp3.
Shift tab.
Combo. Edit box. File name N. Kelly Clarkson because of you.
And I'll press end. And make sure I'm there.
You.
And I'll press space. And I'll type in with added reverb. And press enter.
Gold wave.
And
processing saving Kelly Clarkson because of you with added reverb.mp3. Cancel. Button.
Now I press down arrow.
48. Progress bar.
And it's at 48. And the stuttering you can hear is window-wise, because what it's doing is it's taking up a lot of system resources. And
gold wave. T-wave view. Multi-document window.
The stuttering you could hear there was window-wise, because gold wave was taking up a lot of system resources. And I had another gold wave window open, and the one I was recording in was getting in the way. So window-wise was stuttering a bit. So now I'm going to do an Alt-F4.
Gold wave, T-wave view,
and I'm back in gold wave. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the desktop.
Desktop, Skype, 8 of 44, list view.
And then back on Skype.
Windows Explorer, my computer, expanded, 12 items, 1 of 5, depth 2, tree view.
And I'm going to go to the E drive, because that's the one I use.
Samuel's E.
That's my personal drive, and I'm going to tab.
6,000 sound effects.
That's just a sound effects thing. And I'm going to press M.
MP3 files. Type. File folder.
And press enter.
Kelly Clarkson because of you with added reverb.mp3. Size 3,400.
First I'm going to select it by pressing home.
Kelly Clarkson because of you with added reverb.
And before I show you what the after effects are in Winamp, I'm going to explain what happens in the install procedure. When you get the file, freeverbx.zip, what will happen is, you need to unzip it to a folder of your choice, and then when you've finished unzipping it, you need to go to that folder in which you installed the FreeverbX plugin, and you'll find a folder called FreeverbX in there. Press enter on that, and you'll find the file win9x.bat, and you need to press enter on that. It should say that you've registered it. And then what will happen is you need to go into Goldwave, or SoundForge, or whatever you have. This plugin does work with SoundForge, and it works with any sound editor that has DirectX capabilities. So what you need to do is you need to go into that, or Goldwave in this case, and you need to go into Options by pressing Alt-O, and go into Plugins by pressing G, and choose DirectX. You'll find a list box which has the plugins that you have installed. It will say unchecked FreeverbX, and then you press spacebar to check the plugin. So what you then do is you press enter on the OK button, and Goldwave will come up with a dialog saying you must restart Goldwave, and you need to do that, and then you're ready to go. And I'm on the Kelly Clarkson item, so I'm going to press enter, and it will start playing in Winamp.
1. Kelly Clarkson because of you Winamp.
And Winamp loaded up, and Windows said it was Kelly Clarkson because of you. And you should be able to hear the reverb now. Yep, she's going to start singing in a moment. And now you can hear the reverb clearly now. And you can see how good it sounds. And as you can hear, it doesn't splutter like the commercial reverbs do. So I'm going to press down arrow and hold it down to turn it down. And there we go. It's just playing in the background now. Now, unfortunately, there isn't a site I've found that will allow you to download the FreeverbX plugin. I checked on the DreamPoint site, but it's not available there. So if you want it, I'm afraid you'll have to email me. But I'll be very glad to send it to you, since I'm on a cable connection. So that concludes my review of FreeverbX. If you want to email me, you can do so at cleverclogs, that's CleverClogs, at gwilkins, gwilkins.co.uk. That's CleverClogs, at gwilkins.co.uk. This is Samuel Wilkins saying goodbye for now, and thank you for listening.